Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, China policy in America, Is it possible that we'll see Christian persecution in America as a result of the social credit system that is now operative in the nation of China, which we are implementing today, and we're calling it the COVID pass. We're calling it the COVID vaccination verification process. And as a result of that, we will open ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, to an absolute Pandora's box of having no privacy, no freedoms, and with our faith and freedoms being eviscerated in this administrative process. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Dialogue, question, or comment. We invite you to let us hear from you. Are you concerned about where we're headed in America with the liberties and the freedoms that we have being eviscerated today? In fact, it's Joe Biden that said, stated publicly on several occasions, in fact, in his anemic speech, was supposed to be before the House of the House, the Congress, and the full House and the Senate just a few days ago. And in that lame speech, he said twice that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. He had already stated that several times before. He is wanting us to know that the Bill of Rights that we have, our rights of free speech, our religious liberties, our right to keep and bear arms, our right not to have our personal properties inspected, investigated, or pried upon, according to the Fourth Amendment, without a warrant, et cetera, et cetera. He is making it very well known that he is eviscerating those and is dismantling them step by step. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bill of Rights, if it is not absolute, we have nothing to hold on to as protection in the United States of America. What is he doing in relationship to that? Three basic things, as I would look at it in our thoughts today. He's canceling our freedom of speech, and our politically correct speech is now not acceptable unless it's politically correct. Most speech today, if it's from a Christian, most communication today, if we're looking at the Word of God aright, we understand what is taking place, and we want to talk about it. We want to warn others about it. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's being canceled, and the government is doing it at the behest of the big tech organization, social media. They're now being used as the tools by the Biden administration to snitch on everything that's said and done. We'll talk about that in just a moment because it is expressly being done today. And yet I hear very little, if anything, from pastors, preachers, teachers, churches, congregations, denominations, etc., of saying anything about the dangers of it. In fact, one of the things we find with Ralph Reed and his group called Faith and Freedom Coalition, he says, churches, private schools, Christian nonprofits, and other religious groups may soon face an impossible decision. Either abandon your time-honored beliefs about sex and gender or break the law and accept the possibility of crippling and imprisonment based on the Equality Act. He goes on to talk about the Equality Act seeks to classify sexual orientation and gender as protected classes and would ultimately block any American, any church or religious school from arguing that complying with the act is contradictory to other their religious beliefs. For churches passing this act would mean that it will host any public event. They'd have to open women's bathrooms and changing areas to biological men. Catholic schools would be forced to abandon teaching their beliefs on human sexuality and marriage, even to get rid of faith-based conduct policies. Faith-based adoption agencies that operate under a biblical understanding of family would be forced to violate their beliefs or shut down the adoption services. Under the Equality Act, if any religious group or church refused to listen to the government and choose instead to remain faithful to their religious beliefs, they would face huge fines, even jail time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we find when Biden says that the Bill of Rights is not absolute. We find the infringement of our religious liberties, just as you're finding today in China, where under the auspices, the all-seeing eye of the camera system, the surveillance system that China's under, that is rapidly being brought into America, and it's being backdoored based on we've got to protect you from COVID by getting you a COVID surveillance pass. And it is a surveillance pass, ladies and gentlemen, because it won't just be limited to your health care or your health position based on COVID. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for having me. I was going to comment on the social credit system and let you know that there have been several shows and movies in the past 20 years, actually, that all are there to desensitize us to the social credit system. The older movie Prestige with Christian Bale, I believe is the name of the movie, they have pretty much the social credit system in place where they have monitoring via cameras as well as agents that would go and, you know, monitor the people. Also, the Netflix series Black Mirror has an entire episode dedicated to the social credit system, which is based off of the one in China, as you mentioned, as well as, you know, we're constantly being bombarded to not only utilize social media for our jobs, but also to connect with people. And that networking is there in place, just like you're saying, in order to control us and learn more about us so that they can control us more than they already do. So I couldn't agree more with you from that aspect. I feel like America will be there soon, and they're simply desensitizing us by showing it to us in plain sight repeatedly through shows and videos and movies so that we're already being subjected to it on screen. Then from there, they take light of the situation because it's in a movie aspect. So they go, oh, it's just a movie, that would never happen. But what they're really doing is showing your mind that action so many times that your mind goes, oh, it's okay because that actually worked on the movie. So now it's going to be okay here. But yes, it infringes upon all of our rights. And I couldn't agree with you more. So thank you for what you do, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for your call. You're right on point with what you're saying and on target with your statements, because it's exactly the desensitization process. It is the process of bringing about submission through the so-called COVID pass, and with the COVID pass and the QR code is just opening Pandora's box for the total future. And as we'll talk about in just a moment, the Biden administration has literally, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, this presidential administration, this socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist administration today has literally engaged Google, engaged all of the social media, including Facebook, to be a hand, an arm of the federal government to monitor all that you do, all that I do each and every day. Exactly what they're doing today. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Well, I'm going to read a couple things, and we'll see if you know who said these. Okay, first one. America's like a healthy body. Its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Do you know who said that?
Do not know exactly, but it sounded like something that Reagan might have said.
Nope, Joseph Stalin.
Okay.
Okay, the second one. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. Who does that sound like? Thomas Jefferson. On the first one, our patriotism is almost gone. Our morality is dead.
Yes.
Spiritual life is almost gone. So in a sense, we're setting the stage for our own collapse from within, according to Stalin.
Yes.
The U.S. government has had the welfare system and the worthless on a cashless card for years. And they know, because they tested it in California, that if they don't get their money in an ample amount of time, they will riot. So the cashless society is a means to bring about anarchy. And that is, I believe, part of their plan in the future. Those who resist it, will be on attack, just like the shots. If you don't take a shot, you're now the enemy.
Yes, and I'm going to amplify that in just a moment very, very clearly, because that is the very thing that they're using as the focal point, the focus of forcing Americans to submit and become sheeple rather than we the people being in charge. We're watching the government being in charge of we the people and overshadowing. And just as you said a moment ago, it is the getting the citizens ready, primed, and positioned to be in total control of what is said and done in the United States of America with every citizen. I am concerned about it because it is the socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist mindset that is permeating all of what this administration is. I don't believe in my lifetime I have ever seen a presidential administration embrace all of the communist agenda and the Maoist approach, and the Marxist approach, the Leninist approach. The communist approach is to dethrone God, to divide the citizens, and to bring about chaos and confusion so that the society will implode, for then the utopian society to grow out of that as they see it and as they speak it, which would be communism. And communism has failed in every nation around the globe in every occasion that it's been attempted.
One more point, if I may.
Yes.
How many graduating classes have come out of all of our colleges that only used a credit card to buy as they went to school? Paid for everything at the restaurants, the bars, wherever they went. They had a card where money was placed on it, and that's how they bought their met their needs. So they're already geared to accept it. No questions asked.
In fact, Sweden is using that system today. China's using that system today. It's the e-currency that's used today in China and is about to be implemented in the United States of America. Dan, thank you so much for your input. You're exactly on target. And I pray that our conversation today will open the eyes of our listeners and will cause us to sit up, stand up, be heard, be seen, be salt and light as God has charged us with the responsibility of being before it's eternally too late. But we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the demise of our freedoms, our faith, and our family in the United States of America with the Biden administration today implementing everything that is antithetical to what we would call freedom in the United States of America. In fact, the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, I touched on this the other day, but it needs to be amplified today. The Biden administration is using not only the social media, as we'll talk about in just a moment, but also the postal system. Have you wondered why you can send a letter and first-class mail, and it'll take 2 weeks to get across the city or 4 days to get to your next-door neighbor? The reason is because they're using the postal system today as snitches on American citizens. Here's the article that says the Postal Service is running a covert operational program that monitors all Americans' social media posts. The law enforcement arm of the U.S. Post Office Postal Service has been quietly running a program that tracks and collects American social media posts, including those about planned protests, according to the document obtained by Yahoo News. The details of the surveillance effort, known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program, have not previously been made public. The work involves having an analyst trawl, that is to go through, trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as inflammatory postings, and then sharing that information across all governmental agencies. And it goes on to talk about what they're doing and how it's being carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. the point that I want us to understand in tying the thoughts together, the nexus of this broadcast today in the subject matter that we're talking about, China's policy in America, is it possible that the Chinese Communist Party social score, a social credit system, is being implemented in America without calling it that, which will bring about Christian persecution as the nation has never seen in the history of our nation? We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, where Christianity preaching is being prosecuted and persecuted in other countries, and it's headed to America. Here's an article that says, pastor arrested for street preaching biblical marriage. A pastor was roughed up, rounded up, handcuffed on Friday, April the 23rd, as he preached about biblical marriage in the UK. John Sherwood, the minister of North London Church, after reciting the end of Genesis, Sherwood expounded upon what he had just read, telling everyone in the hearing distance, God's design is in creating mankind was to set human beings into families headed by the father and the mother, not by two fathers or by two mothers. The distinction within mankind of just two genders, male and female, made in the image of God, constitutes the essence of God's created order. Just because he was preaching, ladies and gentlemen, that God created man and woman, not him and Shem, but him and her, that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, just because he was preaching the truth of Genesis' account of two genders, he was summarily arrested, handcuffed, arrested, and hauled off. And you say that can't happen in America? It's on the fast track. We've seen today, under the guise of COVID-19, where pastors have been arrested, churches have been locked, churches have been closed, thousands of the churches are still closed in America today because of the federal government's involvement in controlling it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, newly declassified report, the FBI spied on Americans without ever having a warrant and searched for the right-wing domestic terrorist despite being warned it was unconstitutional. The FBI once again spied on American citizens without a court order or a FISA warrant. The FBI went around the FISA court and looked through the NSA communication and searched for far-right domestic extremists despite being warned several years ago that it was unconstitutional. Ladies and gentlemen, why am I saying that? Because now, under the Biden administration, there's a department set up of Department of Domestic Terrorism, and guess who's listed as part of the domestic terrorist? White supremacists, as they're called. They've never been able to identify or to point out who or what is a white supremacist. But white supremacists, those that are evangelicals, those that are opponents of the COVID vaccination, those that question the election as to whether it was fraudulent or not, we are considered, ladies and gentlemen, domestic terrorists today. And as a result of that, they're opening Pandora's box to censor all of the content of all of the communication on social media that's being carried out in America today. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor. What's going on is a deliberate, oppositional, and defiant challenge to the old order, namely the Judeo-Christian worldview. Reminds me of Psalm 2, the second Psalm. Democrats and secular humanists are declaring independence from God. However, according to the second Psalm, God laughs at them and says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath. You do not want to be on the receiving end of God's wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. So whether America will survive this attack, I don't know, but we need to pray and do what we can.
Brother, you're exactly right. God is looking down from his throne on high. God is still in control, and people like Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and AOC, and others that think they're in charge, and then with Jerry Nadler saying that God's will has no place in the halls of Congress, then we need to understand that God's going to laugh because of seeing what is taking place, because he's ultimately in control. But yet, we're volitional people, volitional beings. We need to make choices and decisions that's going to stand up against the system today. I'm not talking about anarchy, Joseph, but I'm talking about the fact, as Christians, we need to cease being silent. We need to understand what's happening. It's like the frog being placed in the boiling water, and you turn the boiler of water up a little more and a little more until the frog is boiled to death, not even realizing what happened to him. And we're in that position today, I believe. But Joseph, thank you so much for your call, for your input. You're absolutely on target. And I pray that our listeners will listen up. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying now, listen very carefully. Listen distinctly is what I'm saying. This administration, the Biden administration's inculcating, instituting the China policy of the surveillance of every human being. In the China policy, it's called the China Social Credit System. That's being introduced now through the QR code with the COVID pass in America. But beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, the government is using every social media. Listen, it's not hypothetical. It's not conspiratorial. It is absolutely factual. Here's an article that says government agents are telling Facebook to censor all content. U.S. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, played a huge role in the false narrative carried for years by the Democratic Party that President Donald J. Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. That has, of course, been debunked. Now Schiff is playing a role in another legal fight, a dispute over the actions of big tech companies that violate the First Amendment rights because they are done at the behest of the government officials. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's the government officials that are saying, that are giving the authority. Listen, it's not just a matter of Facebook. It's not just a matter of Google. It's not just a matter of other social media deciding we're going to monitor everything that people are saying in America. It's at the behest and the direction of the federal government that it's being carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further says constitutional amendments apply to governments, not private corporations. But the first is the end play here because institute lawyers are arguing Facebook acted in concert with U.S. government officials and agencies to suppress and punish the children's health defense on sharing information critical of the dangers of COVID-19, et cetera, et cetera. That's one case that's in the courts now. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, says Biden eyeing private firms to help spy on all Americans, seeking to expand its ability to monitor all American citizens. Hear that introduction? Seeking to expand its ability to monitor all American citizens, the Biden administration is considering using private firms to track all chatter online by so-called extremists. Currently, federal authorities are limited to the browsing of unprotected information on social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, etc. Assuming false identities to gain access to the private messaging apps, for example, is forbidden. But the Department of Homeland Security is discussing plans now to get around those limitations, according to CNN news reports. The DHS wants to partner with private entities that can legally access private groups and provide authorities with all information that could help the Department of DHS identify emerging threats. The FBI can monitor U.S. citizens this way only by obtaining a warrant or having the pretext of an ongoing investigation. CNN said the Biden administration is looking for ways to respond to the failures by intelligence agencies to act on warnings that could be dangerous in the future. But ladies and gentlemen, those that are considered the dangers in the future are not outside forces, not ISIS. It's not some terrorist group coming in. They are looking at we the people as being those that are the danger to humanity in the United States of America, and they're using that, ladies and gentlemen, as the pretext in order to surveil everything that's being said or done in the United States of America. It is the social credit system that they're instituting, and they are talking about now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get the COVID vaccination, that you need to be sequestered, you need to be ostracized and put aside. In fact, they're saying now that there needs to be two classes of people, those that have been fully vaccinated, that will have freedoms to move about and have anything, do anything you want to do, and those that have refused the vaccination that should be sequestered from the balance of society. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the war based on what they're calling domestic terrorism. Here's an article that says Democrats' new war on domestic terrorists. Joe Biden administration has declared a bold new war on terror. Not one focus, not on the conventional terror targets like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, but instead on homegrown violent extremists. And those homegrown violent extremists, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about those that have voted for or followed Donald J. Trump, those that question whether or not the election was a free election, those that question whether or not we should be vaccinated or should succumb to the QR codes with the COVID pass, as they're calling it today. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says right wing attacks Biden DOJ considering domestic terrorism laws. a day after President Biden declared white supremacists the most lethal terrorist threat, a senior official said the Justice Department is actively considering whether to seek a new law allowing prosecutors to bring specific charges for plotting and carrying out acts of domestic terrorism. And again, that domestic terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, is if we challenge what is taking place in the Biden administration. In fact, there are those today on the Communist Network News that are espousing that very thing. Here's an article that says, Sunny, that's S-U-N-N-Y, Houston, H-O-S-T-I-N, of The View, the beautiful set of ignoramuses that question what Christians and common citizens do, The View declares, we need to shut those that refuse to get vaccinated, specifically white evangelicals and Republicans. A USA Today op-ed actually used the same verb. It's time to start shunning the vaccine hesitants. Sonny Hostin, on The View, tore into Americans who've indicated they won't get the COVID-19 vaccination by saying that we should shun them. The Coast specifically called out white evangelicals and all Republicans. This is just a vestige of the prior administration's politicization of the mask and of the vaccine, Hostin said, as said of the reason for vaccine hesitancy. I mean, the prior administration was an anti-science administration, and I think we're seeing the fallout of the bungling of the pandemic then. Goes on to say, when we look at the folks who are not getting vaccinated, because it's a quarter of Americans, they aren't getting vaccinated. They're white evangelicals that's refusing the vaccination. I think you have not been vaccinated to enter into society. You want to get on a plane? You want to get, you got to get a vaccination. Show proof of vaccination, she said. And those who don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine for you. We can't spread it to other people. You don't get to have those liberties that others that have been vaccinated can have. Ladies and gentlemen, it's separating society, putting us in a position where there's a push today to introduce the Chinese system of the social justice system or the social scoring system, the social system that allows you to move and have your movement and being. Here's a headline. How white evangelicals' vaccine refusal could prolong the pandemic. That's what they're saying. And it's putting it in a position, ladies and gentlemen, that we'll be separated as a people, introducing the social system that's used in China today to control all of humanity. I'm concerned, and we need to pray and seek God's face and ask Him to intervene and heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.